Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Lilydale Radio, featuring topics about spiritualism, mediumship, healing, spirituality, and the Lilydale Assembly, the world's largest center for the religion, philosophy, and science of spiritualism. This is Lilydale Radio.
Happy Wednesday morning to everyone. Welcome to Wednesdays with Willa. I am your host, Willa White, and I am a Lilydale registered medium. You're listening to Lilydale Radio. And this is my radio show where I bring on different guests. Every week we have a different topic that we're discussing. And it's a wonderful time to chat about mediumship and spiritualism and healing and spiritual topics, faith, family, galore. So my guest today is Judith Rochester, Reverend Judith Rochester, and I'm so glad you could join me again here today.
I'm thrilled to be back again. It's getting to be old home week.
Yes,
old
yes.
Home time. Yeah. Will is always so gracious and loving and warm. It makes us as guests feel very, very welcome. And I appreciate that. Thank you.
You are very welcome.
Now, plus, you know so much about so many topics.
Yes.
I hear that from here and there.
Yeah.
And that just adds to the whole process because it's more both of us contributing.
Yes. It's not a spiritual conversation that we have in front of all of you.
Yeah. It's not like an expert telling it the way it is.
Right, right.
So maybe we try to do that.
Of course. We come from a place of authority.
Yeah.
I'm teasing. But, you know, we try to present ideas, but also things that we deeply know and feel on soul levels.
Right.
And I think that comes through. I know a lot of the people who watch tell me that as well.
That's great.
That they really enjoy having a spiritual time every week. I do want to mention Wednesdays with Willa will be on hiatus, as well as the other Lilydale Radio programs for the summer season. For about 9 weeks, you'll have to come here to Lilydale. I know we'll be doing a few Facebook Lives here and there, but there's so much going on in the heart of the Lilydale summer season, and
yeah.
2018 is a wonderful program of events. If you haven't had a chance to check things out online, you can go to the LilydaleAssembly.org website and see the daily events, the weekly events, see the workshops. You can register for workshops. And the printed catalog is out now as well, but it's a very small, thin one this year because they're wanting to go green. And so if you really want a deeper, in-depth description for the workshops, so along with the bios of the teachers, for the different workshops, you'll want to look at things online. So that's coming up real soon, and I'll be having guests later on and then in the coming couple months before season here that will talk about some of the real highlights of this. We talked about Buddhism, we talked about the Spiritists. You know, we have different folks that are coming in, and so the similarities, the differences. And I think it will be really good and educational for you all as well. And today, as I said, we're going to be exploring prayer. And Judith, for those of you who don't know who Judith Rochester is, you need to know. She has been a longtime mentor and friend, and I attended her weekly development circle for years as, you know, as a student medium and on up, and she's just a wonderful resource. When she came out of circle retirement, because she kind of ended the circle, she came out of circle retirement in the last couple years. It's been wonderful for students to learn with you again, Judith.
Thank you.
People are flocking to her Friday night weekly development circle. That's here in Lilydale.
Lilydale.
And it's sponsored by the Church of the Living Spirit.
Right. So it's usually at the assembly hall. For the moment, we're at the hotel.
Yes, the Maplewood
Hotel.
If you're hunting for the Friday night circle class.
Yes. But we're going to be back in the assembly hall.
As soon as that renovation
is done.
I think
this coming week, in the next couple weeks.
Oh, nice. Yeah. And now the Friday night circle, does end before the summer season begins.
Yeah.
So when's the last date for that?
It ends June the 8th.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, but you get it while you can. And then you'll resume again in autumn, correct?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So she has different sessions. You have different topics that you do every week.
Every week is different. This week is grief, mediumship, and I can read it right here.
Oh, yes, you have your nice flyer.
Yes. death and mediumship.
Grief, death, and mediumship.
And we always do meditations. There's a lot of opportunity to practice. There's exercises where people work in pairs as well as a group circle, giving and receiving messages. We work with all aspects of mediumship.
Absolutely.
Spirit guides and teachers.
And what's so lovely about your particular kind of circle is that first hour or so is a class.
It's a class, yeah.
And then there's a quick little break, and then you come back, and there's meditation and giving and receiving of messages. So you've got guinea pigs that you can practice your message and that's important. You can read all you want, and I believe me, I love books, I support reading, but you do have to at some point get in the water and swim.
Yes.
And so a development circle gives you the opportunity for that, and Judith is a perfect example of
Thank
that.
Thank you. Well, I must say you were, and still are, a shining light.
Oh.
You really always came into the circle just shining and giving. It's all about service, isn't it?
It is.
Ultimately about wanting to serve a higher power.
Yeah.
To help others.
And as I explained,
as an instrument, a divine instrument.
Because
right.
as spiritualists, we know and believe that mediumship and spiritual healing are expressions of God's love. Those are gifts of the spirit that we bring to the table. And having a weekly development circle is wonderful because then once a week, mind, body, spirit, you are connecting, you're aligning, you're attuning yourself for that purpose of mediumship and spiritual unfoldment.
Unfoldment. So, there's an old text I read the other day, and it said, the beauty, even just sitting there, you are spiritualized, that word spiritualized, because you're sitting in the presence of God and Spirit.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
It is beautiful. Exactly.
Which is what his prayer is about.
Yes, that's what
Learning
prayer.
Learning to sit in the presence of God.
And listen. Prayer is about listening.
See,
and
so
it's also about a conversation that you have with God, the give and take, I feel.
I think so many, everybody's got a different, and that's what's great about it.
Mm-hmm.
But it is, sometimes I think just, for me, it's just opening with my heart, listening in the silence, in the sense, just sensing with my heart, or a kind of listening soul to soul, if you like.
Soul to soul, yes.
Yeah. But receptive. It's both an active and then it's a receptiveness, isn't it?
It is. It doesn't always have to be a passive experience.
No.
I understand prayer on many different levels, not just sitting still. I feel that all of our life can be a prayer and we embody prayer. And so whether it's doing something mundane like washing dishes or taking care of children or those kinds of things, that those are our prayers. When we take walks in nature, things that raise our vibration, and we move into a prayerful state.
Yeah.
It doesn't always need to happen in a church, per se. It's something we carry with us because we are sparks of the divine.
Right.
So we have that within us.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And Gandhi said, there is that the naming prayer that is aimed at helping us to keep that remembrance of God with us throughout our day and everything we do.
True.
Right? And I remember I was so impressed with Gandhi, who said that he couldn't live a moment without that remembrance, without that presence of God, that prayer. But he could live a month without food.
Oh, yes, because he did the famous fast.
You know, so, and even in his political life,
mm-hmm.
his stresses and strains.
Right.
But it was that that sustained him.
And
so
God
true.
Is the sustaining force.
It is, isn't it?
It's
our life force.
And to,
our lifeline.
Yeah, prayer is our life force.
Right.
And the harmony that comes from that.
Yeah.
And, you know, in the Bible has many representations of people going through trials and tribulations and using prayer to help them get through those moments.
Yeah.
So when Daniel was put into the lion's den and he didn't go into a panic mode, he went into a prayer mode.
Yeah.
And he came out alive.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's something that for us, when we kind of go into our den of lions in our life at some point, sometimes we need to move into that prayerful space and just believe and know that God is carrying us through those things.
Yeah. And I think, too, in our world today, where we see so much suffering
mm-hmm.
and violence, and we're sitting back and we may get caught up in it and think, oh, how awful, and we get immersed, but as prayerful people or people on a spiritual journey,
mm-hmm.
that's the time to also step back and pray for our world.
Absolutely.
Pray for others. Reach out in prayer. Reach out in love and healing. So it's such a comfort to know that we can be helped ourselves, but also help others when we feel so helpless. At first, right?
It's like that. With my children, we pray. We pray at mealtime.
Oh, that's
wonderful. We pray at bedtime. We pray at different moments for different things, people, you know, situations.
Yeah.
And just the other day, I was helping out in my son's classroom, and they were out on the playground, and one of the little boys fell and hit his head just above his ear. And my son said, "Mommy, pray for him and heal him."
Oh, that's so sweet.
You know, he knows that that's where you go. And I remember a few years back when my older son, he's a very great student and everything, but he was having trouble handling having to go to school, which is understandable.
He's at that
and
stage.
He was kind of feeling overwhelmed. And I said, "So what do you think you should do about it?" And he said, "Pray."
Oh.
So, you know, that helped him.
Yeah. Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah. And it's not just a throwaway word. It works.
Yeah, it works.
Yeah.
There's research that shows that it works. That heart, for example.
Yeah.
People with heart surgery who prayed
mm-hmm.
recovered faster.
True.
Than those without it.
Yeah, they've done that for cancer. They had a study with a bunch of nuns.
Oh, really?
Pray, you know, because it's something they kind of specialize in. And so they had that study with the nuns and how that affected them and the way they were able to handle pain, even chronic pain that they had, and the levels, degrees of pain, you know, the whole 1 to 10 thing, you know, and how they were to grade their pain.
Interesting.
And how they weren't doing anything different other than praying.
And praying. What was interesting for me about nuns and monks, priests, in this country even, in our monasteries,
mm-hmm.
many of them consider their sole purpose is prayer.
Ah.
And that their sole purpose is being there to pray, because through prayer they are uplifting humanity.
Well, so often they'll say, "Let's pray and we'll raise the consciousness at such and such a time." And,
right.
And one of the reasons that I chose this topic and chose this guest this particular week is because tomorrow, Thursday, May 3rd, is the National Day of Prayer. And so I hope that this kind of gets you into the understanding that, you know, that's an opportunity for us to pray for our nation, pray for our world, pray for each other, and be not in a judgmental prayer way, but in a faith prayer way, and know that all that is happening in you know, we can raise that vibration for the highest and best good.
And that's a reminder that our Friday night class decided
cool.
that they would like to do something during the week so that they could all connect together and yet do something of service.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a Wednesday night prayer time where we don't get together, but wherever we are, whatever we're doing, we sit and pray. We may just pray for 10 minutes,
mm-hmm.
but we do spiritual things.
Yes.
Reading or whatever we're doing, we do it in a prayerful way. And we don't go to those other places.
Right. So this is you can do something in your own home or you decide to take a walk and then you stop and you're in nature. Or wherever you are, you stop and take that moment to pray. And feel that unified energy. You know, Einstein
and
talks
heal those
and heal
in your community, your friends. And we have a big healing list, of course, and all our churches do.
I have my own healing list.
We all have our own healing list.
Yes, yes. And so it's that
wonderful.
Unified field of energy that Einstein talked about, and that's why people can unite across time and they can across space, that's the reason that you can stay connected with people because of through love.
Right.
Yeah.
And you really do feel that.
Mm-hmm.
It's so powerful.
Yeah.
It's wonderful. I look forward to sitting on Wednesday night.
See how passionate we are about prayer?
Yes. We've learned
Get
the hard
excited.
Way. I have learned the hard way, I must say.
Yeah. Well, I think that there is that balance between the secular and the sacred world, and prayer helps us in those moments. More than anything, because if we live too much in a secular world, we start to believe in those ways, and that the reality is that we are souls first and foremost.
Right.
And so I kind of miss the church bells used to ring on the hour, and that was a reminder every hour for someone to stop a moment and pray and remember that they were part of God.
Right.
That's one of the reasons they had those church bells ringing, not just to tell time. It was a reminder, and so that's why those in the monasteries, they still have those, and
that's a beautiful thought. Yeah, and it is beautiful. It touches something so deeply within us.
Mm-hmm.
And prayer does touch our soul, doesn't it? It feeds us. We need, and even if what I've noticed is, with a lot of developing mediums, student seekers, is you may not believe in God, in a traditional God.
Mm-hmm.
You may believe in a goddess, or you may call God Father, Mother God, or being.
Creator or infinite intelligence.
Or you may just believe in universal mind.
Yeah.
Or great compassion, or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
So not everybody prays infinite spirit. Whatever it might be, but it's just fine to pray as an affirmation.
Yeah.
Or something like the Buddhists, let us be at peace now together as we sit, or let us be at harmony and release old thoughts.
Yeah.
Da 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 da. So there's no amen either.
Right.
And some would prefer to say, Namaste.
Yes, yes.
At the end, meaning, right, my heart, my soul.
Greets your soul. The divine in me greets the divine in you.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So one doesn't have to feel they're not doing it if they are, right?
Well, you know, people who are beginning in their prayer life and beginning in those things, they're not quite sure how to do that. And I think it's just begin and behold God within.
Yeah,
and you know that's why churches are wonderful spaces in many ways, because you have fellowship with other people who are in prayer,
right?
And you don't have to judge. Well, is God hearing my prayers over their prayers? You don't have to be in that mindset. You can just be in that reverent space.
Right. And it's helpful to seek God in your own way and find the God, what we say is find the God of your own understanding.
Yeah, that's right.
Right, what touches your soul.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And whatever it does, to trust that.
That's
as long
right.
as it's beneficial, uplifting, good, to trust that and go with that.
And it's something that as you grow with prayer, you'll notice that you start to settle out. It's almost like you're in a space of being.
Yes. Kairos time.
Yes, yes.
Rather than sequential time, just
mm-hmm.
being time.
Being time.
In the grace of God.
In that now presence.
Right.
I forgot to mention, if anybody wants to call in to take part in the conversation about exploring prayer, or maybe you have something you want to share about prayer that has happened in your life, miraculously or just as a comfort to you, you can call in. The number is 818-739-8818. Again, 818-739-8818. For those of you who may be just joining us, this is Wednesdays with Willa. I'm your host, Willa White, and my guest today is Judith Rochester, and we're discussing exploring prayer. And it's something that in spiritualism, we have a lot of prayers we use. We have the healing prayer. You know, but when Barbara Stanson was on last week, we talked about spiritual healing.
Lovely.
And so,
yes.
of course, we had to talk about the healing prayer. And that's something that as someone's doing spiritual healing, they're feeling the divine's energy coursing through them to the person that's being healed. And that's a prayer that is occurring
yes.
right there in
right.
real time
right.
with all of this.
Yes.
And so it's something... Music can be a prayer. There's a lot that can be an expression
yeah.
of prayer for people. Just I know when 2 weeks ago when Margaret Ferris was on and we talked about music of spiritualism, you know, those words, sometimes saying those words or beginning those words of the lyrics of a particular song move you into a state of being ready to pray.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I mean, there are a lot That's of right. uses to all of that.
Yeah. And sometimes even the simplest, in other words, the simplest prayer will move us out of a state of mind that is not as healthy or
mm-hmm.
as productive or as loving
yeah.
and kind or beneficial to others. So when we sit or when we begin, not to get discouraged if we're not there right away. It takes a little time just to be comfortable, just to trust. And a simple thing like giving thanks.
Yes.
Just simply sitting and then reflecting, and all those little blessings in our life. They may be tiny, tiny, they may be big. And then suddenly you start to feel a feeling of gratitude.
Mm-hmm.
And you move into a whole, isn't that amazing? You
yes.
move into a whole different world.
Yes, you do.
And you think, where was I before?
Well,
I was kind of locked into
now you're
this
moving
fire.
Into spiritual natural law more. You're
yes.
working with it more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're moving into that's the real dimension of life. That's where the power is to make things happen.
Yeah, synchronicities occur when you're in that gratitude space.
Yeah.
And so if you're sending up more prayers of gratitude.
Yes.
Yeah, you'll attract.
You attract,
more.
And then your day goes harmoniously.
Yes.
So it's just that simple. And sometimes all priests and nuns, and they all have periods, and they all struggle. It's not like it's easy for everybody all the time.
True, true.
You know?
Yeah.
Maybe it is for Willa, because because
some magical things have happened, yes.
Yeah,
but,
optimistic.
But, you know,
you do hear
prayer is
so
what gets me out of doldrums I may have.
Yeah.
And
you've got a wonderful...
I've got good support, and I know it, and I'm
in.
Grateful.
but just so to... Because it's so easy also to get discouraged and think, I ought to be able to do this.
Sure.
Well, if you can't do something... Give it over to God.
Yes.
So you're never, ever lost.
Bigger hands than yours.
Right. right? We're never, or if we feel terrible about ourselves, we've done something terribly, ask God for forgiveness.
Yeah.
So there's nothing that we could do or say that can't be helped, can't be resolved by opening up to that higher power.
True. And by opening up to the higher power, you start to understand where you may need to do some penance, and where you may need to
ask forgiveness
about those things, and
and
move forward in a more beneficial manner,
right?
On a world level, right?
Right. And release the old. Just know that progression, the law of progression, is God's way, too.
But life is messy.
Yeah.
Life is messy, and that, you know, I at different points in my life have been what I would call more type A, wanting things all in alignment, and that organization, that old organization energy helps me today, but, you know, being married and having children, you know, you start to decide what's more important, so, you know, house getting clean is not as important as other things, you know, so you start to figure that out, and the people that truly you are your nearest and dearest, and how you want to handle them emotionally and physically and spiritually, and those are choices we all make, and prayer will help you, especially giving things over to God, or if you even if you want to think about angels are wonderful intermediaries on things. If you are a person who it feels better to give something to the angels, so they can handle it, you know. Give it to God.
Or
fine.
Our spirit guides and teachers.
Spirit guides and
they
teachers.
They teach us. They help us.
They do. So they do indeed. You're fine.
With, how to pray.
Yeah.
They'll, because their work is a prayer also, right?
Mm-hmm.
They are messengers of God and spirit.
And if anybody who's interested, the Wednesdays with Willa, they do get archived on my Facebook page. So if you ever want to go to the videos tab, Judith was on at one point. I can't remember what month that was. But if you go back, she was on and we were talking
cool.
about spirit guides. So if you want to go back and view that one so you know a little bit more about how to understand and connect with your spirit guides, Judith was an excellent guest that day
as well.
Thought I'd better mention that. But, yes, you can give it over and they will assist. I can't tell you how many times angels assist me in my life.
Yeah.
It's just an incredible blessing that they provide as a loving service to mankind.
Because often there's so many things that we can't make decisions. We don't have the kind of knowledge to really make an informed decision.
That's why you have to ask your soul. That's why I encourage you. Let's say your head and your heart are at war about something. You can't figure your way through it. That's when you ask your soul, is this in my highest and best good? And being in a prayerful, meditative space is best for that.
Yeah.
But even if you're in a space, you can still kind of listen for that soul voice.
Right. But since the soul is open to the infinite, it's always open to God and spirit.
It's just whether you want to bring your awareness to it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So we're saying the same thing, I think, and that is that...
Yes, we are.
The answers don't come from the material problem-solving message, but from the infinite message, message of the soul or spirit, or it may come from, as you said earlier, the synergy of the universe. Somebody just says something to you.
Yes.
It just strikes a chord, and that's your answer.
Yes.
Or in nature,
the
rustling of a leaf or some little thing that just touches you in a new way, and you're, right?
Beautifully said.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so you
that's
know.
Exactly right.
So it is wonderful to embrace it. Of course, we're always met with challenges because our journey here is a constant unfoldment of our soul.
Mm-hmm.
But don't you think, too, our ultimate aim in this on this journey is oneness with God, union with God,
remembrance of that union. We always have unity,
unity
and union with God. It's about remembering that we do and living from that mindset,
and unfolding
possible.
It, manifesting it,
yeah,
expressing it, serving, to express that and unfold it on this earthly journey.
Yes. Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And so I like how you were talking about the that leaf, or it might just take you out of what you perceive to be your big problem.
We're locked into it. We're locked into old patterns.
And it could just be that little moment that we say, I let that go.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden the energy gets freed up.
Yeah.
And how often, there you are, you're struggling, your head's banging up against the wall about something, and you give over to God.
Yeah.
You're like, I let go, I let God, here, you handle this. And all of a sudden things start to get cleaned up, and it's like 2 weeks later, woo-hoo.
Yeah.
It's like, all of a sudden there's been a reset. When you truly stop moving into this, I need it to work out this way.
Yeah.
There's a cementing of our karmic energy that happens in that moment.
Yeah.
So, it's fascinating what can occur. And so as people are wanting to gear up for tomorrow, the National Day of Prayer, do you have any suggestions you'd like to share with them about that?
Well, I think whatever one is doing today, just to begin reflect on the good, open to the good in this world and all around, go into a quiet place within, and become real quiet. So we kind of make ourselves ready. And of course, we can celebrate in so many ways. If you love to walk, make sure you take that nature walk.
Yes.
And as we said earlier, and you were talking about it so beautifully, was we're all instruments of God at all times. And as instruments, we're always then here. We're always serving a purpose. Really, is in self-expression is to serve, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, ask. I'm just thinking here on prayer day. We want to unify. We want to bring harmony to our world through prayer. We want to trust that that already is, in a sense.
Yeah.
And affirm it.
Mm-hmm.
So, however we can do that,
I think that's beautiful.
You know,
and
we can value that, respect all life.
Yeah, respect all life in many ways, and know that we're all parts of God. And
right.
And I like the symbol of an instrument. As many of you know who watch Wednesday with Villa regularly, come from a musical family. I'm not as musical myself. I'm more of the appreciator. but we are musical instruments, and people who are if their instrument is out of tune, it's not fun to listen to, right? But if someone is in tune and is wanting to have harmonious music,
right?
It's just a nice symbol that came to mind when you said instrument.
Oh, nice.
Because and with prayer, what we're doing is we're attuning ourselves to the highest and best. We're attuning ourselves to the divine principle.
Right.
With that, and I think it's wonderful we have a National Day of Prayer. We have a lot of national days of all kinds of things, but it's something you can do year round, 365. It's just like Mother's Day shouldn't just be one day out of the year, card and some flowers or something. They need to be appreciated all year round, and it's something that we carry forward in our hearts. Other holidays or national days, then it's just a way of honoring particular President's Day.
Yes.
Yeah.
something that I find just wonderful, that's so easy, is to just open a book, an inspirational book, a book of prayers.
Mm-hmm.
So another thing, but it's something we don't always do, and we wouldn't always do it in the middle of the day.
Oh, I do.
I do too,
I have particular books that, let's say, right before a client comes, I'll read a couple lines from it, and that totally gets me into that space of prayerful intention and
it's easy.
Rightness.
It's not like, oh, I better make all this effort to pray.
That's right.
So I would say do something that you've been wanting, that you would love to do, but you just haven't done.
Mm-hmm.
Like taking that time and just say, this is time for God. This is time for me, for my soul.
Yeah, so often
and
we
just,
don't give ourselves that
don't
time.
Just do that. And I think often when people are sick or if they've had
trauma or
tragedy, that's when we enjoy those moments. Because we have to.
You turn to prayer.
You turn to prayer.
Yeah, and when people have a health crisis, a lot of times they certainly have that moment of, I haven't been praying.
Yeah.
And now I need to.
Yeah.
So it's definitely a space where you can find peace in those moments. I like that hospitals and nursing homes, and they typically have a room set aside for a prayer space or chapel space.
Yeah.
I think that is really helpful for people as they go through their journeys with us. I know we don't have much time left, but I do see we have a caller, so I want to take a caller ending in 7396. Again, 7396. Hello, and welcome to the show.
Hey, everyone.
Oh, hello, and what's your name, and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Ashia. I'm calling from Georgia.
Nice. Well, today we're talking about prayer. How have you used prayer in your life?
Oh, I thought this was like the next question. Well, I pray. I try to pray every night.
Oh, wonderful. And
I mainly pray like when I'm going through something.
I'm sorry, could you say that again?
I said I try to pray every night, but I mainly pray like when I'm going through something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Can we help with anything?
Mm-hmm. Are you wanting help with your prayers? Because that's the focus of today's topic. Did you have a question?
I thought it was like a mini reading type thing.
No, we're not doing readings. This is a topic show, and we typically will have topics that we talk about. And today we're talking
about.
And so that's the focus.
Okay, well, that's cool. What would be, is it like a certain type of way to pray for, God to answer your prayers? Like, how do you know your prayers are being answered? Like, how do you know?
Oh, how do you know if your prayers are being heard and answered? Well,
yes, ma'am.
There's that wonderful song, Thank Goodness for the Prayers That Were Never Answered. I remember who sings that. Sometimes the plans we have for ourselves are as good as what God has for us. I think we've all had that moment in our lives where we're like, oh, thank you.
Yeah.
But, our prayers are heard. They are heard.
Mm-hmm.
And there, I think it would seem that we become aware of when they're answered in many different ways, depending on the person. I'll often ask, and then I'll get an insight the next day, and it may be just an insight for me with relief from a burden about how to do something. Say if it is about, I think you mentioned, did you mention finances?
No, she didn't
mention
about
that.
No. So whatever. But I don't have a job, though.
You then get that insight so that you know how to help yourself to take that step.
Mm.
Or
mm-hmm.
it could be that something just resolves itself. If you're going to meet with someone and you're anxious about it, you feel fearful and you have prayed about it, you get there and that person has changed.
Yes, that
you
can happen.
That.
Oh my goodness.
That situation has changed.
Like doors start to open.
Yeah,
with
doors
prayer.
Start to open, your conditions get better.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So you can ask about anything. remember that our own effort is important.
Yes, we all have to do our own part.
Our own part.
Mm-hmm.
True.
But God will give us the insight and the guidance as to how to do that. But they'll also, along with the Spirit, change conditions because we're all linked, right?
And help us have our own more gentle reaction to what's going on, too.
Right.
So, honestly, I have kind of been slacking off prayer because around this time last year, I did probably the most praying ever, you know, when I was pregnant. But I ended up losing him. His heart stopped beating when I was 7.5 months. So after that, it's like I really haven't been praying because it's like, you know, yeah. But, I mean, I realize everything happened for a reason, but, you know, I don't know. I guess I'm still struggling with that. Yeah.
That's very, very hard. But what is the way with us as humans, it would seem, is that in that depth of suffering is when God comes to you. So I hope you're getting comfort in other ways. Are you?
Yeah.
In your grief and in your loss?
No, I just deal with it on my own. Like, you know, sometimes I'm good. You know, like, you know, when I'm by myself, I, you know, grieve and let it out. And then sometimes I just hold it.
Mm-hmm.
You know that there are groups out there that specialize in with grieving mothers.
Yes.
In those things.
Mm-hmm.
So
right.
If I were you, I would be reaching out to those things.
Yeah.
To talk to people who have shared experience, but also there's an upliftment that can happen as we have counseling through those things.
Right.
And certainly what you do yourself and on your own with prayer, every day, if you can just know that the light of God is with that child.
Yes. Right.
And that child is a son of the divine, and as are you. And that you are of that unified field of energy. And next week, my mother's going to be on. We're going to talk about the energy signatures and how to recognize things and a little bit about mothers and children and how that relates and that bond that is created between mothers and children and their souls.
Right. So, yes, and your child, of course, is alive and well. As you know, you may want to seek out a circle.
Right.
You know, a spiritual group where you can communicate with your child.
Yes. Yeah.
And feel the upliftment of knowing that little one is alive and well.
Yes. Well, thank you so much for calling in, and I'm putting you on my healing list, and
I'm
praying for you.
Too. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you for calling in. We don't have too much time left with our show, but I'm glad that she called in, and I know everybody who listens and tunes in will also be praying and sending good thoughts her way as she prepares. And I want to mention, as I said, next week my mother will be my guest, and I talked a little bit about that. And also next week I have my Messages from Spirit event at JCC. I've been teaching there for over a decade, different spiritual development classes. So we don't have too much time left if you wanted to register. It's getting very full. So if any of you are interested, I do have that on my website. And Judith has some classes that are coming up as well this summer. Lilydale summer season program. You're doing two different classes.
Yeah, two
and
different workshops.
Multiple days kind of classes. So
right.
One is on August 13th through 17th.
Right.
And that the focus of that one is let Spirit guide you on your inner journey.
On
is
your
that
inner
right?
journey. So it's kind of a mystical journey with
Anne.
I love it. I just love it. It's close to my heart.
And a lot of people who take Judith's classes, even in the summer, they're just like, I loved it. So that's a all week class.
Yeah.
That 5 day class
half
that she'll be doing.
Easter.
And then the other one is August 27th through 29th. And that one is attuned to the wisdom of spirit in writing. You know, Judith is quite an inspirational writer, so she knows that topic really well. Now, that it goes over 3 days, then?
3 days, yeah. And so it's a little more advanced each year. I've just added a little more so that those who are, as I advance, I'm helping others.
Of course. And then if anybody's not familiar with Judith's book yet, this is a wonderful book, To Touch the Soul, How to Become a Medium. You know, she's taught so many mediums over the years, and including myself. And it's a wonderful book for at-home use.
Yeah.
And, you know,
they're for teaching
a circle in your home area, especially because not everybody lives next to Lilydale.
Yeah.
So wherever you are in the world, you can take a lot of the information that Judith has, and, you know, there are spaces to fill in your own experiences and how to understand mediumship on a deeper level. And I know you have a section on prayer in there as well.
A few things on prayer. And remember, too, as a medium, how important it is to begin your reading with a prayer.
Yes.
There's nothing more beautiful than to be prayed for.
Yeah.
You're sitting there and you just feel the whole surroundings.
Well,
the whole event becomes
prayer.
Changed.
It sets that spiritual intention.
Yeah.
And it's an affirmation of sacred space
that's
occurring in that moment. I also end with a prayer because it's
and ending with a prayer.
The opening and closing prayer that spirit's allowed to come in.
Yeah.
With the opening prayer, that sets me and I'm ready to do the work. I don't do the work all the time. I'm not a leaky faucet. I do this in a very concentrated way so that I have it in full blast kind of space when I'm ready to do the work. So that's what I use my prayer as kind of the launching pad for that to happen.
That's lovely. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And for those of you as mediums, too, developing mediums, you'll be called on to pray.
Mm-hmm.
So praying for a group can be a wonderful, wonderful way to serving to you.
That, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Anyway,
it's a great way to serve.
Some of that. Okay.
Yeah, so it's a wonderful book for those of you who haven't heard of it before. And so I'm so glad that you were able to come on the show today and talk about
it. It was
prayer.
A delight. It was such a pleasure. Close to both our hearts.
Absolutely.
We'll have to talk more about it.
I don't get through the day without prayer.
And
I know that you spend time in prayer every day yourself.
Yeah.
So I encourage all of you to dedicate some time, even if it's a few minutes, to kind of reset yourself in a prayerful mode, especially before you're about to go do something stressful or if you're fearful about it. It's a good way to reset your energy so that you bring the best, the highest and best to that situation that's about to occur.
And even just affirming divine love, whatever it is, divine love, and opening to it fills us with divine love. So we become more, as you say, your best. We become more loving, or divine wisdom. We become, or when we need strength, divine strength, it flows into us, touches our soul, and we become more holy who we really are.
The more you practice, the easier the flow of that.
And you
feed off of that energy. It keeps you connected with all that is, with that God force. So thank you, everyone, for tuning in today. We really appreciate you enjoying Wednesdays with Willa and hope you can join us again next week. All right, everyone,
thank
take
you.
Care. Bye-bye.